another red flag is him not asking you questions about you or asking about your life.
That's probably number one. One of the number
like
ones.
Like what? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm kind of a
you interview people for a living.
I interview people, so you can't really compare to you. If I feel that you're not capable of holding me, asking me questions, of being interested, get ready, baby. Almost 30 episodes, 604.
Yeah.
What about your fucking job? Do you really feel like...
I challenge you, though, to like...
Now I'm not. More. No, now I'm like...
Where care. It's like, if you're not feeling the ping pong, the natural flow of conversation, to just let it hang in the silence. Are you going to ask me
anything? A single question about me.
Yeah.
I think there was a funny tweet like years ago that was like, men will go on a date with a woman and not, and she won't say anything. And they'll be like, that was a great date.
Yeah, totally.
I do think there's a part of that though, where men don't have people to really, truly, deeply listen to them. Mm-hmm. I will have to say that the relationships that I perceive men to have with other men is very surface, yeah. Is beautiful in the way that it is. Not that I'm saying this is the truth for all men, but most men are connecting on surface level things, yeah. Sports, work, generalities, and they actually don't have a lot of people that deeply hold and listen to them. Right. So if they have a listening ear of like the feminine, it's such a beautiful healing thing, yeah. Where they're like, oh my God, someone's actually listening to me. Someone values my opinion. Someone's interested in me. I don't have that a lot. This must feel really, really mm-hmm. nice. So I can understand why they would do that. But it is like to not notice the other person in this dynamic is crazy.
And for a guy like that to leave the date and be like, I think she's my wife.
Honestly.
And have no understanding that the girl was like, this is my hell.
Hell.
No one's asking me questions. I'm just floating here listening to this guy. Freaking, yes. I'm his therapist.
Literally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think also, too, they need to be interested in you and your who you are and, like, what you do.
Yep, completely.
Like, they need to find you interesting.
Completely.
What you have to say, like, your opinion, your perspective. Mm-hmm. Like, it needs to be like, wow, that's cool. Or that's, you know what I mean? It's like,
yes.
It's not that hard.
And not, I think especially with what we do, it's like, it's unique.
Yes.
Compared to a lot of, I think, people that they must date. And it's like to approach it with curiosity rather than intimidation or whatever.
You girls want to hear something. I mean, this job is the best. What we do is amazing. It's me. I wouldn't do anything else and then live the life the way that I live my life. But it is something that is a little hard. That if someone dates you, they then have access to six, maybe 1,000 hours of content mm-hmm. about you. Mm-hmm. Tons of images, tons of videos, tons of information about past relationships, tons of information about how you feel, your internal workings. They have access to conversations with me talking literally with my best friend that people can hear publicly. They have access to what people have said negatively about you. They have access to like bad comments, bad reviews, like perspectives, opinions. It's like, it's no joke. Like it's been something that's been a little hard for myself and my friends and the people in our space and world to navigate, because you're like, that is me, obviously. Like I'm myself as much as I can wherever I go, but it just feels unfair a little bit because, you know, as an example, someone that I'm talking to, it's like, he doesn't have social media at all. He like doesn't do any of that. And it's like, I love that, obviously. And we talked about it. He's not looking me up, blah, blah. But it's like, it's not fair because I'm like, I have nothing about you except for this in person, which is amazing. And so I have that as my base. But you could potentially go hog wild and see a post from 2019 where I'm talking about how bad I feel in my body that day or like my mother wound issue. You know what I mean? It's like the amount of information people have to us is just crazy.
Yes, completely. And I think more often than not, they are going to look you up. I like that he's not, but like more often than not, they will. Cause like we do that shit.
I know.
Of course. Yeah. There's just a little bit. And then when they start like talking about an episode you just did and you're like, hey man.
Yeah. Hey man. Listen to Huberman.
I don't want to talk about it.
Listen to Tim Ferriss.
Yeah.
Listen to Planet Money.
I think another red flag I wanted to mention was, and if you're dating, so you're kind of into a few dates, I would say at least, I would say five dates, you know, around that number. if they're not introducing you to friends and are avoiding it,
that's a good one.
And like, there's no attempts to bring you in. If it's going well, if you're feeling the vibe, if there's been a vulnerable moment or two, and they're not opening up to bring you into a little bit into the fold of their life.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'd say, yeah, there's just something there. I'm not saying it's bad.
That's a good one.
I'm just saying it's a conversation to have, because yeah, there could be either a fear there, anxiety there. There could be something they're hiding or something. Like, I just, if I, yeah, I would just want to introduce them to my friends.
Totally.
Either there's something about you that they're a little like, eh, about, or there's something about their own life that they don't want to disclose and or whatever.
Yeah, it's like they're only meeting you in certain capacities.
Yes.
We're only doing Thursday nights. We're only doing this place for dinner. Uh-huh. We're only doing this time. We're only doing this thing.
Yes.
We have this routine. We only text during these times. We only meet, you know what I mean? If you're kind of in that box,
that's notice usually, the box.
You need to be fluid with it. Hey, can we meet here? Let's do this. Like,
let's do a Saturday morning workout.
Yeah.
You want to go for a walk in the park and like do breakfast?
I like walk in the park. That's a good
one.
Yeah. Yeah. It needs to be flowing with the natural.
Yeah. Oh, you have a girl in your bed Saturday morning? Oh, got it.
Yeah. Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
It's like, this is not a test, but kind of.
Yes. You should be able to show up at their house.
Absolutely.
You know what
buzz,
I think?
Buzz.
You know what I think about too is love bombing. It's like, it sucks because like love bombing makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm such a loving person. I was like, I wish I could love bomb everybody.
Totally.
So it's hard for me because
you're like in one way, in one, I love you.
Exactly. In one way, I do love you.
I love you.
In one way, I see you as a king.
I think you're one of my soulmates.
We have met. Honestly, we met here in this time and place, and it's been very special. And I really think the world of you. But yeah, love. It sucks because love bombing, it does. It's hard because if you do feel... I wish that I could love bomb. I would love bomb.
Totally.
But I can't.
I know. Because you'll be called crazy.
Because I'll be called crazy. And I'm like, I wish I could tell you all the amazing things I see in you.
Yeah.
Even if I don't even really like you. Let me love bomb.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let me love bomb you.
Because it does feel good to like show people.
Yeah.
What's amazing about them.
Oh, I really love this
them.
Part of you. I really love this. You know what I mean? Even as like a friend.
But people wait to do that when they're breaking up with someone. They're like, you know, it's just not working out. But like, you know what I love about you? You're such a good listener. Like, you make a great cacio e pepe.
Yeah.
You make a great cacio. I don't know.
I think the number one red flag, though, is your intuition says something's off.
Yes.
Your intuition says something's off.
Listen to
it. Listening to your gut, listening to your intuition. It should be clear. Mm-hmm. I think I had that and it's like, knowing also, you know, for also too, it's like, it shouldn't be very complicated early on. Mm-mm. I think I had a situation that was like a little complicated early on, a little too much processing too early on. And it's like, it really shouldn't be
absolutely
complicated early on.
Absolutely.
Should just be, we're flowing. It's a vibe. This feels good in my gut.
There's
checking
time
in
for
my
things
body.
To get complicated.
Yes. 100. Oh my God. 100%.
Just make it flow.
Yeah.
Or
I do. On dates, I'll like go into the bathroom and check in with my body, like how I feel. So it's a good practice for anyone, like go to the bathroom, have a moment, look at yourself in the mirror and just be like, how does my body feel? How does my womb feel? How do I feel right now in this moment? Like, what do I want to do next? How do I want to move my energy? Like, how am I feeling about the conversation? It's like that check-in. I love bathrooms for check-ins with yourself to make sure that you feel like things are going good in the right direction and that you're being treated the right way and that you, especially if you want to move forward, you know, and go home or hang out more or go get more drinks or whatever it is. Like, does this actually feel truthfully like the thing me and my body want to do?
Yes. And reminding yourself that like you have a choice.
Yeah.
I think a lot of speaking from just my experience, like I would go out on dates and be like, I hope they like me. That was definitely a vibe for a little bit where I'm like, yeah, I hope this person likes me. Or I hope like they want to go out with me again. And so having that moment in the bathroom to be like, I have a choice here.
Yes.
Do I choose to go back
and like
continue to like invest in this moment? Or am I kind of clear that it's not the vibe? Am I being myself to the best of my ability? Like, we just have to remember that like we have a choice.
Yes.
And we don't have to just like wait to be chosen by someone.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30. We hope you enjoyed waking up. As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend. We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose and follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.